Grace, mercy, and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God that I share with you is our gospel lesson for today, and again, I ask you to pray with me. Lord, thank you for the sacrifice given, for your death on the cross, that we might live with you, that our sins would be paid for in full, not because of anything that we have done, but solely because of your love for us. Keep us in this faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I can't believe it's that many years ago. 20 years ago, Mel Gibson produced a film, The Passion of the Christ. There were a lot of different reactions to the movie. I'll just tell you, that's the last time I went to a theater to see a movie. I can't believe it was 20 years ago, but it was. A lot of people reacted to the movie rather drastically because they thought it was too gory and too bloody and too everything that was just negative. Because you see, a lot of people are sort of like Peter. Peter made this bold witness. He said, "You are the Christ, the Son of God." And wow, that was tremendous. But then Jesus started to tell them about the fact that he was going to have to suffer and die and in 3 days rise again. And you see, Peter liked the first part. He is the Christ. Boy, this was tremendous. He was going to be this great Son of God. But he didn't like the whole thing about him dying on the cross and suffering and all of this other stuff. He didn't think that was what it was supposed to be. He was just supposed to be this great God for them. And there are a lot of people here today and in our world today that see it that way too. How many portraits do we see of Christ with agony on his face, the crown of thorns on his head, and blood dripping down? And how many portraits do we see him with a smiling face, like the artist Hook, who has done some marvelous and beautiful pictures, and I love them too. But they don't show any of the pain and suffering that Christ went through for you and me. And this is where the world is, I'm afraid, in many ways. Lent is sort of, in some ways, fallen by the wayside. Nobody wants to bother with stopping, thinking, praying during the Lenten season, remembering that it was for me that he suffered and died. It wasn't for himself. He did it for you, for us. Because we needed him. And he made that marvelous sacrifice that is ours today. Forgiveness of sins. His dying on that cross paid for them all. Yours and mine. That we might live with him forever. And we were given this gift of faith by the power of the Holy Spirit, that we would believe in him, that he is the Savior, the Son of God, and that through him we are given this gift of forgiveness, life, and salvation. You see, without the great glory of Christ and the suffering and dying of Jesus brought together, we don't have the salvation that is ours. We can't just have the glory on one side and not have the suffering on the other. This is basically the difference between the theology of glory and the theology of the cross. Without the cross, the glory is there and it's gone. And people think about, well, I've got to do this, that, or the other thing in order to earn eternal life. This is where the scribes and the Pharisees and the chief priests were in Jesus' day. They thought that if they did all these right things, they would earn eternal life. They would earn God's glory. And Jesus wanted them to stop that, because that was going to destroy them. He wanted them to believe in him and what God sent him to do and carry out for all of us, eternal life for us through him. But they were stuck and locked in their work righteousness. If I do this, then I'm going to get that. And that's not what God's word says. It is by faith you have been saved, and not by your own works, lest anyone should boast. And St. Paul said it so beautifully in our epistle lesson. Christ came and died for you and me, that we might have eternal life. Peter is just like us, and we like him. We sometimes think that all we want is the wonderful, glorious things, and not think about what Christ had to go through on our behalf. Yes, Christ, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. But as you heard in this text, when he said, he started to rebuke Jesus and said, no, 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 this can't be. And Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Because Peter was trying to get Jesus to give up and give in to Satan's plot to stop the plan of God. But Jesus would have none of it, nor should we. Hold on to Christ, your Lord and Savior. Know that he came and lived and died for you, that he paid for your sins totally and completely, and that forgiveness is through faith in him. Nothing that you can do or will do or have done can make you right with him. Only that gift of faith that he has given us. It's really crazy and ironic, I guess. God said we had to be perfect and had to be forgiven in order to be his. And yet he knew that we couldn't, and so he took care of that by sending his son to stand in our place, to suffer and die and pay for our sins, not his. He didn't have any. He died for you. He paid for you. And through faith in him, that forgiveness is yours. A free gift, because nobody can buy it. a gift of love. His love for you and me. May this continue to be your thoughts, prayers, and contemplations during this Lenten season, knowing it was for you and thanking God for doing so. Amen. And now may the peace of God that goes far beyond our human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until he comes again.